Hi everybody, Jackie Grant here from Break Free Consultancy. Welcome to Connect and Grow Radio. And we also have everything as a podcast as well. So just to share some exciting news with you that we are planning on going live in March. So we're going to start this in March. We're going to go live on Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays at 9 a.m. Melbourne time. And we're going to go right through till 10 a.m. We're lining up some guests that we're going to have on the show that you get to listen to live. Or the good news, if you can't make it, if you can't tune in at 9 a.m., then we will have the recordings uploaded. So if that's four shows from us at least every week, and then occasionally we're going to throw in the odd podcast that's just added there for extra value. Now, just to share with you also that as we go along and learn and grow, we're really excited to connect you with topics that are of interest to you, whether you are an NDIS participant, whether you're an NDIS provider, whether your focus is on your personal health, fitness, and well-being. You might also be interested in finding that perfect book to snuggle up and read, especially as in Australia, we're still in summer, right? But we're going to start moving into autumn and then winter, and you know, having a great book, whether it's sitting by the pool or at the end of the day, is a really great way to relax. As you tune in and get to know us regularly, you'll find that we have a set criteria in the sense of each show, we're going to have a different topic during the week. So if you're really wanting to know some strategies and tools on how to set your week up for success, focusing on goals, those kind of things, then we're going to talk about that on a Monday. So Monday, 9 a.m. Now, here's the thing that I'm going to share with you that you will have to do to be able to tune in live is keep an eye on our social media. So we're going to share on our website and our social media the links for each episode, because every single time we go live, it's a different link and we'd love for you to tune in. So we're going to create those ahead of time. We're going to put the schedule up on our website. We're going to put it on our social medias. If you subscribe to our newsletter, if you subscribe to Connect and Grow magazine, it's going to be a great way. The schedule, we're going to do our best to keep the schedule in there so that you can just click on and go, okay, Monday. And you'll be able to save the link. So just you can pop it in your calendar if that's what you want to do and listen. Now, on Tuesdays, we're going to talk about health, fitness, and well-being. And what we're working on behind the scenes, so I'll share with you, is that we have three incredible writers that contribute to Connect and Grow magazine every month. You may have seen them. There's Kathy, there's Natalia, and Vivian. And each bring with them their own unique talents that are amazing to empower you, whether it's on your nutrition, whether it's on your mindset and focus on achieving the things that you want to in your life, or whether it's around your fitness, so getting those personal trainer tips as well. So I am working, Kathy, Viv, Natalia and I are having conversations, and we're working out exactly each month Kathy's going to come on the show. And that'll be on a Tuesday. Each month, Natalia is going to come on the show. That'll be on a Tuesday, two separate days. So that's something to look forward to. And as we put the schedule together, we'll let you know, hey, you know, if you really want to learn about nutrition, then tune in on this Tuesday of the month, and then we'll share the links. So each month we'll make sure that those new links are up for you, ready to go. Viv's going to join us. Viv and I are just talking about the best day. It could be maybe a Thursday. It could be maybe a Friday. But Viv and I will set that time, and she'll be on once a month as well. As you can appreciate, you know, we're working on other people's schedules as well, so we've got a little bit of flexibility. But that's our goal. I'll bring you some tips around the weight management and share with you some things that worked for me on my journey, but also as a coach, some of the things that you can do there as well. Now, what's going to happen on Thursdays? Thursdays are all about community. They're all about connection. We'll share anything that we know that's happening in the NDIS sector. There'll just be a range of topics there for Thursdays, for people to connect with around that community inclusiveness. We may touch on neurodiversity. But each month we want to just bring that variety up to you on Thursday around community, around NDIS, things like that. Whether you're a participant, whether you are a provider, whether you're just, curious to know a little bit more, as we know, the NDIS has been in the media a lot with the talk of the changes that are potentially coming and the development of foundational supports. So lots and lots of things to connect to. We also want to be able to highlight some events that are coming up. So we're going to do events on Thursday and possibly Friday. As we move forward with the show, we are working on if people want to have their business as a sponsor of the show, that's something that we're open to those discussions. So you may get a little bit of an ad in some of the shows. You'll definitely hear about us and how to find connect with Break Free Consultancy. But ultimately, we want to bring you value like we do in the Connect and Grow magazine. But we are open to business sponsorships as part of the show as well and the live. And obviously, as part of the live, it is recorded. Recorded and you can listen to it at a later time. Now, let's talk about Fridays. What are we going to talk about on Friday? Well, Friday we may have Vivian. We're not sure. We're still going to tighten that schedule up. But Friday we will talk about Book Corner a little bit. So any books that have been featured in our magazine, we might get some authors on as we go along. They can share about their books. We'll probably tap into any events again, just as a bit of a reminder that what's coming up, that you might be interested in attending. We'll also talk about heading into the weekend and what does that look like for you, and really focusing on that self-care and that balance with life. Because at the start of the week, we're getting you all sorted and excited about the week, and as we head towards the end of the week and the weekend, we want to look at what happened that we can stop and relax and take care of ourselves. So super excited about that. So as we get going, the majority of the shows will be me talking, me sharing some tips, tools, strategies, references back to the Connect and Grow magazine, because our big goal is to bring it all together for you. But as with anything, we know we're going to evolve. We know we're going to grow. We know we're going to have more people involved. And we're super excited to be lining that up. So I've had a couple of people say to me, Jackie, you do a lot. Like you've got the magazine, you do the business coaching and consulting, you run expos, you run events, and then you've got your other hobbies and you write books. Like, do you have time, and is this not too much for you to be doing a 1 hour radio show live Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday? And honestly, if I could fit Wednesday in, I would. It's just I've got a commitment on Wednesday that doesn't allow enough time, right, for me to be present with you. So it's a great question. And I love the fact that people that know me have stopped to say, wow, isn't this a little bit too much? Like, aren't you doing too much? Well, maybe I am, but maybe I'm not. One of the things that works for me is having a creative outlet. Now, I have a lot of neurodivergent traits. I'm going to just leave it there. They fit in under autism, they fit in under ADHD. And one of the things that I've learned to embrace with myself and my life is my strengths. And what do I love doing? Now, sometimes what I love doing and what I'm really good at makes no sense to anyone else. Or it's a, hey, are you doing too much? So a little bit of a, are you sure you're not taking on too much? And what I love about those questions is it gets me to stop and think, am I taking on too much? Or why is it that I really want to do this? Like, why do I want to show up at 9 a.m. almost every day of the week? So Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and speak. Like, couldn't I do something else with that time? Like, why is it that I'm choosing to do that? And initially, I was the first time somebody asked me that, I'm like, well, because I love bringing value to people. And then I got to think about it a little bit more because my coach said to me, I'm really curious to know why it is that you want to do this radio show. Couldn't you just do the recordings and then upload those? I mean, if they don't work, if there's technical glitches, it's easy. You just redo, right? You just do it again. Why do you want to do live? Well, 9 years ago, I did live on a Saturday. It was Blog Talk Radio. And we ended up with 1 million listeners, like, and followers. And it just grew, right? And some of our guests got amazing opportunities. And it was simply me. And I'm not going to really try, I'm going to try not to use the word just, but it was, who is Jackie Grattan? How is she actually helping you to grow your career or your business or whatever? Like, why do we want to listen to her? You know, who is she in the world and the scheme? It's not like I'm on TV or I'm on, you know, the other radio stations and things like that. But the power of connection with other people, because you never know who's listening. You never know who's watching your social media. You never really know fully how many times you're getting listeners, views, downloads. Like, you just never know. You can put a post on social media and on the surface, right, nobody has liked it. Nobody has commented. It's just sitting there. It's like nobody's seen it. And there is a saying, and I'm going to get it wrong. Like, I own it that I will get this wrong. But, you know, I'm going to give it a go. I'm going to give it a go with this saying. You know, if a tree falls in the forest and nobody hears it, does it still mean the tree didn't fall? Right? Just because no one was there present at the time to hear or see that tree fall, it doesn't mean it didn't fall. And then the significance of that tree falling is that now it's gone from this amazing living thing that was maybe shelter, might have been a home for some animals, to now a different version of a potential home, or it could even be the fuel that brings warmth and opportunity for cooking for someone else. So our life changes, and like that tree falling and no one initially hearing or knowing it, it still exists. It still happened, right? Whether anyone heard it, recognized it, saw it initially as it occurred, it doesn't matter. It happened. Now, where I'm going with this, and I'm pretty sure that the person that originally said that and said it better than me, had a different meaning to it. But for me, what I'm attempting to share with you is that when you take steps in your life towards your goals, sometimes the only person that sees it, now these could be your business goals, these could be your personal goals, right? Sometimes the only people that see it is you. You're the only person. And even if you put it on social media, there is a chance, right, that no one else will see it. But it doesn't mean it didn't happen. It doesn't mean it wasn't important. It doesn't mean that it still isn't important. So I do this radio show, and I've just decided this morning I'm gonna put it out there what we're planning, what we're doing. You can listen to the recording. And eventually, you know, and initially when we start it, like anything, I have the full expectation that unless I've got a guest on the show, probably no one else is going to listen live. I just am accepting that. I'm like, oh yeah, we probably won't get any live listeners. But eventually we will, because eventually people will know through consistency that that's going to be there. Like the Connect and Grow magazine, I put it out. We sold a few copies initially, and I kept sharing with people about it. And we've got the online version where you can read it, and then you can download the e magazine, and the paperback is available. It's now going global distribution, but initially it wasn't. Initially, it was whatever we shared, whatever we gave away, whatever we provided. Now, I offered businesses an opportunity to get in at the beginning and say, you know, be part of the business listing. And their first question to me was, well, how many people do you have subscribed to it? And I said, none, because we haven't produced it yet. So nobody's subscribing. Okay. Well, come back to me when you have, you know, at least 10,000 subscribers. And I went, well, I don't know if I'm ever going to get there, but I've got to give the audience some value. I've got to give them something, you know. So I offered five businesses the opportunity to come in to advertise in the magazine for free. I said, do you want to jump on board? It's not going to cost you anything. The business is just going to be listed here. We're going to share it this way, that way, all of this. And they went, no, nope, you've got no subscribers. No, we don't want to be, no, don't want to do it. Like, just hit me back up when you've got at least 10,000 subscribers. And I'm like, well, you know, okay, I might never come back to you. I don't know. But my belief in providing value and doing something different is what drove me to keep going. Now we're at edition six, for February. And before we know it, March will be here, because I've already started mapping out March. And we're now going, the magazine is now going global distribution, and global distribution through the publisher that I'm using is to over 42,000 stores and potentially schools and like just out there in the world. Now this podcast, like when we download the recording and then upload it, available as a recording, that is going out to multiple different platforms, Spotify, Audible. We're also working on iTunes. I'm not, you know, really tech savvy, so I'm just working on that one. But with the app that we're using with Podbean, they actually help you get your recordings out there. So my point is that you've got to be able to step in to your self-belief and your self-confidence when something is really important. And even if there is no one else to witness the experience, no one else witnessing what has or is occurring, you are living the experience. You are the opportunity to have this experience, to live it, to connect with it emotionally, mentally, potentially physically. And the importance of the experience, whatever that is for you, is no less or more important if there is someone there or there isn't. Because having a witness to your experience, unless of course you need it, makes no difference to the experience that you have. So when you set your goals for your life, personal, business, when you take the action steps to achieving those goals because you so believe in it, no one else has to believe in it as much as you. For you to have potential success. And the action steps that you take by going after your goal, by going after your dream, because it's important to you, is a success. And so often we get caught up in statistics and, you know, how many followers have you got? No, I'm not jumping on board because you don't have enough followers, or it's not distributed to enough places, or how do I know that someone is going to call my business if it's in your magazine or on your radio show? No, nobody can guarantee you those statistics and numbers. Sure, I share statistics and numbers at times to let you know that we are doing our best to get the magazine and now this radio show out to as many people as possible. But there is no guarantee. But here's my philosophy, because I have been in a lot of magazines and I've been on TV and I've been on mainstream radio. And every single time I have got at least one to two calls. Now, sometimes they've worked out and they've been the right fit for me. And other times, no, we've agreed that, look, I'm not kind of the right person for you. You're going to be better off with someone else. And I've been able to refer them on to someone else that can work with them and help them with something that it's not my strength. And in fact, what's happened as a result of that, I have then got other referrals in because that person who I didn't end up working with has said, well, I reached out, I spoke with her, we decided that no, what I want to achieve isn't her best skill. Like, you know, her knowledge is a bit limited. So instead of trying to work it out with me, she referred me on to someone else. And that person was able to help me, but I respected that because it didn't waste anybody's time. So coming back to the question that my friends have asked me, are you sure you're not doing too much? Like, why are you doing this radio show? It's going to be a big commitment. And I said, well, for me and my life to get up and do a radio show at 9 till 10, four times a week, and eventually we'll do it five, it's actually exciting. And it's actually a way that whether people tune in live or listen to the recording later, it's an opportunity that I can give other people as well. It's another medium that I can give other people an opportunity to be heard about their business, to be heard about their strengths, to be heard about their successes. It's another way for me to connect people. And that is what I love doing. And obviously, it's a way for me to let the world know what I offer as well. So when we make a decision in our life, and whether we choose to try something different, there is no guarantee that it will work out the way we want it to, but it could work out better. It might not work out at all, but at least we know. We have a little more knowledge. We have a little more understanding. And we create opportunities for ourselves. And whether it works out or not, sometimes it can be the best shared story later on. Like, oh, I remember when I gave this a go and it was a complete and utter failure. I didn't know which button to push when. I forgot to turn my mic on. Like, all of these things, right? Like, you can get to have a bit of a laugh about it sometimes with some things that you try. Now, obviously, some things you don't ever want to talk about again. But this is what life is about. This is what going after your dreams and goals is about. It's about saying, hey, I'm going to give this a go. And I so believe in this that I'm going to give it my best shot. And I'm open to success and it growing. And I'm open to it not working and falling apart. Because if you go into something, whatever it is, your goal, your dream, and you have the expectation, I'm going to be a millionaire. I'm starting this business and I'm going to be a millionaire. Yeah, okay, maybe you will be. maybe the business will be a multi-million dollar business. You personally are not a millionaire, but the business is thriving, right? Or maybe you personally will become a millionaire, but what does being a millionaire really mean to you? Like, what does it give you? What do you personally get to achieve? Yeah, you've got a lot of money. Okay, but what does that really mean? Doesn't necessarily mean you're any happier. Now, those of you that sit there and go, how can you not be happy with $1 million? Just have a bit of a think about how much houses cost and how much food costs and how much utilities cost. Like, so is really $1 million going to set you up for the rest of your life, or is it going to take the pressure off you? Now, that's just one example. I have my goals for my business. And when I set those goals, I sit and I think, all right, now this is the goal that I want to achieve for this, right? So it might possibly be, let me just think of something. Okay, so I might say, all right, my goal is to have 150 businesses advertising in my magazine at any one time, right? Okay, so what does that actually give me? Well, it gives me some regular income. Okay, great. It gives me responsibility because I have to make sure that those businesses, the QR code is working, that they keep me up to date with any changes that are going to affect links and things like that. I have to have vetted the business before it comes into the magazine, so got to know them a little bit. I have to make sure that when we go to print that everybody that's paid is in the magazine and they're in the e-version and then in the online version. So there's like 4 points of check. So there's a bit of work that I have to do as part of that. And then there's the, okay, so I've got that regular income coming in from that. We've got it all set up. So unless there's a change, we're good to go for the period of time they're committed to. But what else does it give me? How else does achieving that goal impact the rest of my life? Because whatever our goal is, personal or business, it does impact the rest of our life. So it could be that by doing that and achieving that goal, I don't have to do anything else. I don't know, but I will have worked that through. When I set my goals, I actually work it through to how it impacts every part of my life. But the thing is too that by having those businesses commit, you know, do I want 100 calls today or 100 applicants today to advertise in my next month magazine? No, probably not. Why? You know, because that's your goal. Your goal's 150, but if you got 100 today, well, done, set. No, because 100 applicants is 100 businesses to vet, 100 conversations to have, 100 QR codes to develop, 100 logos to set in a design. It's a lot of work. And here we are leading into preparing for next month's magazine. So when we set a goal in our life outside of what I've already said, so we've got to be open to it not working just as much as open to it working. We've got to look at the reality of achieving that goal and what's the ideal time frame. So it could be, okay, in 3 months' time, I would love to have in place 150 businesses regularly advertising in my magazine, for example, because that means that then if I've got nobody and the goal is 150, that's divided by three. So we can say, yeah, actually, I can work with onboarding 50 businesses a month. Yeah, I can work with that. Or maybe that's too much and it needs to onboard 25 a month. Like, you've got to look at all the different parameters and how it actually flows on for you. So right now, as we're setting our timetable to go live regularly, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday from the beginning of March, and it's not that far away, there's a lot of behind the scenes work that has to be done to create the links, to make sure the right people have the right links at the right time, that they've got the app, that they've got all these things going on. Now, once we get it set up, there'll be a little less work. It'll just be more the ongoings of it. So, in answer to my friend's question, are you taking on too much? Are you doing too much? The answer is maybe initially, yes. Maybe it is a lot of work and maybe it is. But having known from past experience, when it's set up, when it's flowing, when I'm got it all down pat, what we're doing, when we sit in the space of the studio, so to speak, so we sit in a space where we on the computer and doing this, it works really, really well. And when I've got that down pat, it's easier for me to then bring on the guests, let them share about what they're doing, create this space for other things as well. And when something is big like this, is a full-on commitment that you don't want to start it and then just pull the pin, especially when you get sponsors lined up and things like that. You got a commitment, you got to show up. And that's why it's important to plan. So plan these things out and know that things will change. Sometimes you might have a guest lock, like we may have one of the girls locked in every first Tuesday of the month, and then she decides that she's going on 2 months holiday and it's not feasible for her to call in at that time. So you just go, okay, cool. You just work with that. So whenever you do anything big that involves other people, it's really important to have some flexibility and openness and keep the lines of communication going. So I am excited to be going live on a regular basis from the beginning of March. If you're listening to this and you're interested in being a guest on one of the segments, if you're interested in being a sponsor so that we would share throughout the program, a little bit about your business, then reach out and let's have a conversation. There is a criteria around that. There is some terms and conditions around that. But we're more than happy to have that conversation. The goal is to bring you value. The goal is to let you know that whatever your goal in life is, personal or business, that like our magazine, we are here to help bring you some information that you may consider for either your personal goals or your business goals. Something to think about, something to get you going, oh, I wonder if I change this, how that would work differently. We would love to help you get your business seen more. Like, we can have a conversation around that. When I did the Blog Talk Radio, it opened up other doors for other businesses. And like I said, it's like, well, who is Jackie Grant that she can open doors for other people? It's not like it's on mainstream TV or Hollywood, movie stars and things like that. But it was the power of the people being heard in a place, and then that was shared. And then someone heard it who shared it with someone else. And that's how things grow. Because whoever listens to this episode might go, yeah, it's not for me. But it's for my cousin Mary, who is looking for an opportunity for her business to be seen, or she's needing to work out her next goals and how to plan that, or oh my, I'd really love to listen to the episode on nutrition each week, like oh, sorry, each month. Like I really want to know more about that. So we just never know who's listening. We just never know who's going to share what with whom and where it can lead. And as I say to businesses, as I say to my clients, and I'm not the marketing guru or expert in any way, shape, or form, but as I see it, If you are working on achieving a business goal of growth and you sit and keep doing the same thing, but you're not growing, you're not attracting an audience, you're not getting engagement, something needs to change. And if you sit and you don't have a presence, whether it be a Facebook page or a LinkedIn account or a website, if you don't have at least one of those forms of a presence where people can literally find you or people can refer rather than just word of mouth, then you are not being seen to your fullest potential. Now, I'm not saying you've got to go out and get a LinkedIn account and a Facebook account and a website because we've got to work within our budgets, right? Mind you, Facebook and LinkedIn are free, but having a presence where somebody could find you. So, for example, if you did come on this show and we couldn't send the audience or the listeners anywhere else, it's going to be a little hard for you to attract that person in and that potential client or customer into your services. So we always say to people that when you've got a business, word of mouth is great and trust is great and testimonials is great. But what's also important is where do people find you? How do they find you? Is it just the only way they can find you is that somebody's got to share your business card or your details? Is that the only way? Now, it could be that works for your business. It could be it's more of a hobby than a full-on business that needs to attract new customers all the time or clients all the time. So when it comes to opportunities at Break Free Consultancy, a huge part of our business is connecting people. Whether it be somebody's come across our website to consider working for us, sorry, with us, and then they've come across our business listing or our magazine, and they've gone, oh, actually, yes, I wanted a business coach, but I've now found the physiotherapist for my mum, or I've now found the nutritionalist for my sister. You just don't know. So this is our goal, and this is one of the biggest reasons why I'm doing this show is to bring you some value, to have some fun, and to create a space of connection, to create an opportunity that if you hear something that is for someone else that you may know, you can actually share that with them. Hey, listen to this podcast. I think it will really help you. Or check it out, this radio show. It's on live every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. Like, just check it out. There's something you'll love it. Or, let's go check out the magazine. Or let's go to one of the events that's listed in the magazine and shared on the show. Like, it's a way of connecting people around the world. And that is why, no matter how big a commitment it is, no matter how much time it takes, I am doing this the live 9 till 10 Melbourne time, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and then I do all my other stuff with the magazine as well because it's a beautiful opportunity for people to know that they're not alone. It's an incredible opportunity that I can offer businesses and even personal success stories. It's an opportunity that I can give to people to have a voice where they maybe feel that they don't. And to me, that brings a smile to my face to be able to say, I have an opportunity for you to have your voice heard. I have an opportunity for your business to be seen more. I have an opportunity for you to connect with potential clients or customers or participants or whatever word it is that you use. So yes, it is a big commitment. And yes, to those that know me really well, it's like, I think you're overstretching yourself. And maybe initially I am. But it's something that I'm passionate about. It's something I'm excited about. It's something that whether it grows or whether it stays as me doing the recordings or me doing the live show and it doesn't go any further, it still brings me joy. It still brings me happiness. And it is an opportunity to hopefully give other people a voice in this world. And the more we can focus on connection and community and inspiring, empowering other people and sharing the successes that other people have and how they overcome challenges. You just never know. It's like a book. You never know who's going to pick it up and read your story, and it helps them change their life for the better. And that's where I choose to focus. And that's why I'm doing this. So welcome to Connect and Grow Radio and Podcast. If you can't tune in at 9 a.m. at Melbourne time when we go live, super cool. We'll have the recordings. They will be uploaded and you can listen to them at another time. If this feels like a fit for you that you might want to have your business, like, so, we have advertising opportunities coming up, but we also have spaces for guests on the show and we'll slot you in with the appropriate theme. We're going to put the timetable up on the website over the next couple of weeks with the link. So each month we'll have the link in our calendar of what you can listen to. So you can just go straight to that link and you don't even have to worry. So each week you just click on the link or the day that's right for you to listen. Okay. You will need to download the Podbean app so you can listen. We'd love you to like and follow and share. That's how we grow. So we'd appreciate that. But at the end of the day, if you just listen, even if you don't feel inclined to interact, that's super cool. If there's a particular topic that you really want us to cover, and if we can, we will. But what we would like you would like you to know that all we can do is commit to considering it, doing a bit of research. If you've got a friend that you think that they would do really well to come on as a guest and it fits within what we offer, which is our focus is health, fitness, well-being, community. We're also really focused on empowerment and disability sector as well, neurodiversity. As I've mentioned, community. We're happy to share around events. We're happy to share around books and even music. So if you're a artist that's starting out or whatever, we're happy to have a conversation with you. There could be a space in the magazine, there could be a space in the radio show. We're really happy to help people grow. It's obviously got to be a good fit for both of us, so have the conversation with us. Reach out. Our website is breakfreeconsultancy.com. You can go in there, book a call with us, and we'll have that conversation. We are open to the conversation. We are open to supporting people and doing the best we can to build amazing, positive, empowering community. So looking forward to sharing the timetable. It will be on our calendar. So each as we schedule all the episodes, we will put them in the calendar. So all you have to do is go to our calendar. We will eventually create a page on the website that's all about the podcast. Well, there is a page there, but we're going to embed each week the episodes. So all you have to do is go there and click it. It is a new link each episode because it's a new show. So just so you understand that, we'll give clear instructions. It's super easy. We'll have the links or the QR codes for you ready to click, and you get to listen live or you get to listen to the recording in your own time. It's a win-win and we're super excited. So As we head towards the weekend, I encourage you to have an amazing day, to take some time out to be grateful for what is working in your life, to think about your goals and your dreams, and to think about what it is that you would really love to do that you keep putting off because your thoughts are, what if it doesn't work? Have a think about it. And have a think about what is holding you back there. And is this something that you can overcome? Is it something that you take a deep breath and go, oh, I'm just going to go and do it. I'm going to commit and see where it takes me. And then be open to whatever comes. Sometimes we surprise ourselves when we do that. And sometimes, hey, it doesn't work out. But it's an opportunity, and at least we know. Have an amazing day. I look forward to seeing and hearing that you are listening to the show. Super excited about it all. And as I said, we'd love you to like and share with others. This is just the beginning. It is seriously, it is just the beginning of where we're going with this, and I'm super excited. Okay, have an amazing day, and thank you so much for listening.